Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, this is cool. The text messages, Twins related, are already pouring in. We'll try to get to them in the course of the morning. But first of all, we got both the manager and the head of baseball operations standing by. Let's get going. Well, this is an exciting morning here on WCCO Radio. I'm sure you saw the news during the week. I can tell you we were so excited inside the studio, having known about this for a long time, but under orders to not talk about it. We're not only going to talk about it this morning, we're going to talk about it all morning. Joining us here for our opening segment today, Paul Molitor, just fresh off being named the American League Manager of the Year, and Derek Falvey, and we've had Derek as a guest so many times, we haven't had that much chance to have him live. But Mike, you were at the celebration on Friday. A lot of interest around the whole region in this announcement.
Yeah, and we reached the whole region, and that helps. And you know, look out the other day and see Paul Molitor, Ken Herbeck, and Jack Morris. You go, well, they're all Twins, and all their storied past. But I forgot, and Paul, you can open this, but they didn't just become Minnesota Twins and Twins managers, but they grew up listening to Herb Garneal. And Paul, you reflected on that the other day, that you know, you all three of you, but you grew up Twins fans listening in your car with your dad and everything else.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, Maxie. Good to be with you guys. It's funny because when, you know, you grow up and you're a huge baseball fan, you kind of just connect your team to the station that you listen to them on. And, you know, it was many generations removed when they made the move from CCO. And I remember just, like, feeling it, taking it personal. I think anybody who listened to the games with Herb Garneal and, of course, the great Halsey Hall as well back in the day, just very special memories, those guys being able to really create a vision of watching a baseball game, and just a lot of history there. So it was really nice to see this announcement on Friday that the Twins are headed back to CCO.
And Paul, before we bring Derek into the conversation, we would be remiss to not congratulate you on being named Manager of the Year. A terrific award and well-deserved.
Well, it was, to be honest with you, it was a nice moment last week when they call your name. But, you know, in reflecting on the year over the past 6 weeks, you realize how many people contributed to us being able to make our season competitive and entertaining, and I certainly want to share that award with all those people.
Derek, that's not a bad way to start your first season as a general manager, is it? A postseason, a manager of the year, a couple gold glovers. It was a pretty good start.
No, I feel very fortunate to be here, a part of the Twins family, and continue to embed in this community. And I think, you know, this move here back over to CCO was something I, you know, not growing up here and not having that history, I can see how much it's impacted so many people. You know,
you grew up in the Red Sox Nation.
Yeah,
you understand
the
power of radio.
But I understand it. I understand it for sure. And you can see how passionate people are about this station, about the connection to Twins baseball. We're excited about the move forward.
You know, Derek, in the days that Paul was talking about Herb Garneal, Halsey Hall, we had what was called the offseason, the hot stove league. You know, I just smile in thinking of that, because I don't know whatever happened to the offseason. You and your remarks on Friday talked about it. You're in the midst of free agency, in fact, really heating up. You got Rule 5 decisions to make, change announced this week in the international market, freeing up some money for you guys, and obviously the interest in Ohtani and everybody else. What happened to the offseason?
There's no such thing. I think since I've been in the game of baseball, it doesn't work like that anymore. I think this is the time where we can genuinely affect change on our roster and for our team moving forward. And we're excited about the potential to do that over the next really few weeks and couple of months to get ourselves in a good position to go to Fort Myers in February.
So, Paul, when you two are talking about maybe a free agent that you're looking at, or a trade, but it doesn't matter, and they come to you and they say, what do you want to know about this guy? What is it that you look for in terms of the profile of a player beyond his stats if you decide it's a good fit?
Well, I think that's a good question, and I don't know if there's an actual black and white answer. A lot of times it has to do with either your history of knowing the player or people that you trust that might know not only his abilities, but, you know, some of the character things that you might want to make sure that will fit into your team. The interaction with Derek and Thad in the offseason is basically they keep me abreast of at ways they're going about trying to finding ways to improve our roster and supplement it. So, you know, for me, you know, looking at our team, I think we all know that, you can never go around wrong looking for pitching. And I think that's probably our first goal would be to try to find ways to look at options that we can to try to find a way to improve ourselves in that regard.
Derek, you came to this organization from Cleveland. Thad came from the Rangers. I'm not sure if there were any wink or handshake things for a year or so. Couldn't touch it. Are all the rules off? I mean, is everybody eligible? Because obviously you both made deep contacts, not only in those clubs throughout the league. I'm assuming as of now, your free agents out there operating on behalf of the Minnesota Twins and everybody's fair game.
Absolutely. We're looking at it as we want to build this organization the best way we can, you know, with respect to finding talent for our coaching staff, for what we're doing in player development and scouting, and certainly in, you know, players on the field. So, you know, we're going to find different avenues to improve our organization, both from a staffing standpoint and from a player standpoint, whichever way we can.
But just along those lines, you don't know, and that's what makes baseball a great season, great theater, the reality TV show of all time to watch. But I tried to Byron Buxton the other night, and you think about last year at this time, there was just uncertainty surrounding this kid. We knew he could play defense, and that was about it. What happens to a kid like that, and can you ever project that when it's going to click for somebody or something's going to change?
I know that I'm not smart enough to figure out exactly when it might click. Let me say that I had a chance to be at that Gold Glove dinner in New York last week, and to see him get the Platinum Award of being the best defensive player in the American League was pretty special. But I think that, you know, you trust your eyes and a skill set that any individual might have, and in Byron's case, pretty much across the board, everything is near the top of the scouting charts, you know, whether it's arm or bat speed or speed, defense, arm, all those things that he can do, hit. So it's just a matter of time in a lot of people's mind. I think the fact that you have to show patience with him, continue to give him positive reinforcement, it was good to see some of those things start to click for him last year, and hopefully it's just a sign of what's to come.
We talk about the free agent market, but also in your remarks on Friday, Derek, you brought up the trade market. We've not been terribly active in the trade market. How do trades happen? Phone calls start, you jot something on a piece of paper and say, we'd really like this guy. What would it take to get somebody like that? And somebody starts calling somebody. Is that how it works?
I think for any one trade that gets completed, there are probably 1,000 different text messages and phone calls that you go through to get there. But you know, we started out last week at the general manager's meetings and spent time visiting with all 29 other clubs to figure out what their needs are, where there might be matches. I think at this stage, nothing's off the table for us. So we want to invest in finding out what's available to us with every organization, and if the right match presents itself, we'll strike. So we're working through that as we speak right now.
The wonderful thing about baseball that you don't have to, all the other leagues, when we start talking trades, everybody's matching up contracts and salary caps. The great thing about baseball, the downside of baseball, some might say, is that you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, there's no real restriction with respect to that. At this stage in the season, you can move whichever players you'd like. So, you know, we're certainly, we have the support from Jim Polad and ownership and our group to invest in this club. And we're going to find ways to do that, you know, both through free agency and through trade.
Paul, how about the interaction between you and the front office? Obviously, you know the game. You've been in it for so long. There have to be players out there you've always liked, had your eye on. Do you have conversations with Thad and Derek saying, have we ever thought about so-and-so? I mean, do those casual conversations sometimes lead to things more serious?
They can. I think that, you know, at the end of the year, you not only kind of review your roster, but as the list comes forward after the World Series of people that are filing and they're out there available through free agents, you know, I do some work on my own trying to look at clubs that have access in certain areas that might be appealing to us, and maybe they have a need that fits where we can maybe afford to maybe lose someone along the way. But that's really not my job per se. I'm interested, obviously. It affects what I do. But I think the fact that we are comfortable enough to have those interactions and conversations makes it a nice working team and us getting a chance to get these things done.
Dave stopped just short of lobbying for Tony Bautista right there, I think.
I made that well known. Yeah.
Derek, you know, Miguel Sano goes to surgery. Here's a really interesting baseball player, and again, what makes the game interesting. You know his upside. You've seen his potential. You're not quite sure if he's going to break down a lot with that body or what he's going to – how do you project him?
You know, Miguel's somebody who – we know puts in quite a bit of effort to be the player he is. You know, last offseason, I give him a great deal of credit for working at third base, putting himself in a good position. You know, certainly a bigger than average man, you know, with respect to baseball players. And we want to make sure that after this surgery, as he rehabs, he'll finish up the next couple of weeks in New York and go straight to Fort Myers and spend the bulk of the offseason there working to get himself in a position to impact us next year.
Yeah, we're running out of time here, guys, but I would be remiss if I didn't ask if you have room for a 97-year-old, a youngish 97-year-old who
very
I know
competitive,
very eager, to, very competitive, very eager to re-engage.
What do you think? We got a spot for him between him and Tony Bautista. I think you meant Jose, by the way.
But, Jose, I said Tony. Yeah, Jose Bautista.
So, we don't want Tony Bautista.
Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Like Derek said, man, we're open-minded about all possibilities. So,
what do you remember about Sid Hartman in his career here at CCO Radio, Paul? And how did you describe him to Derek when you said, "Here's a guy you need to know"?
Gosh, you know, I go back with Sid, you know, as far as he goes back almost, and. You know, just when he came out and covered the Gophers when I played at the University of Minnesota and just building a relationship with him through the years. He's always been on my side, and I think he's been a great asset for me. But I think when I describe him for new people, you say, hey, you've never met anyone quite like this guy.
Yep. I mean, that's where it starts.
That's where it starts, and then you kind of paint the picture a little bit. But I said he's definitely a guy that you want to try to take care of because he'll take care of you.
Not quite as far back as he goes, because Abner Doubleday never made an important decision without checking with Sid.
Yeah. We've thought about, with Sid going back and forth, Paul and I have been arguing over whether assistant general manager or assistant manager is the right role. So we'll figure that out this offseason.
The problem is neither one of you lobbying for him to join you. Gentlemen, I can't thank you enough. Can't tell you how thrilled we are. Paul, you understand this from way back. Dave, you've been here governing longer than I have, but I mean, I'm one of those that rode around with my dad and listened to CCO and the Minnesota Twins. It means a lot to us.
You know, it feels like home. It's so great to have you guys back. We look forward to many, many conversations with you guys. Thanks for joining us here this morning. You're listening to the Sports Huddle with Sid, Dave, and Mike. Hey, Mike, we got, just before we go to the break there, 13 text messages, all Twins related, came in during that interview. We'll take a break here. We'll come back.
Yeah, did you hear that, Derek and Paul? Have a good vacation. Remember that.
Yeah, okay. You're listening to Sports Huddle. Sid, Dave, and Mike. All right, Mike, we are back. I started here in April of 1981. I don't remember a happier day around WCCO radio than last Friday. We've sat on this for so long under orders not to say anything about it. But the announcement that the Twins are coming back, the new management that took over at 12:01 that morning, intercom, the feeling around here was one I don't remember before.
I don't either. It was like the kind of the weight of the world had been lifted. You'd felt this anchor, I think, on both sides for a long time. And it was so cool to see the two organizations come back, and it was so WCCO Minnesota down there. The Twins with Jack Morris and Paul Molitor and Ken Herbeck, who grew up here.
All of them talking about growing up listening to Ray and Halsey.
Yeah, it was a wonderful morning, and I give a lot of credit to Shannon and Dave St. Peter for putting this deal together, and then Mike D, one of our new people from Intercom, they sat down and worked through this, and I was a pessimist for a long time that we'd get them back, but I give those people a lot of credit for coming to the table, and I think everybody's happy from what we hear.
No doubt about it. I was privileged to give a speech in Rochester on Friday night, and I opened with the announcement, and I was talking to people from all over the state of Minnesota, throughout greater Minnesota, and I stuck around afterwards, and person after person came up and told me where they were from and said how happy they were with the announcement that they would not, you know, they could full power 50,000 watts, they could hear the Twins again. I said that we had 13, we're at 16 text messages. I haven't given the text line. We've got 16 text messages since we went on the air, all of them about the Twins. We'll mix those in. If you want to add to them, 81807 is the text number. We're going to break in about a minute here. We want to take a couple phone calls. The last time we took phone calls before 10 o'clock. We'd love to hear from you. You can talk about anything. Obviously, we'll get into the Gopher game and yesterday, and that'll be in the PJ Flex segment, and Glenn Mason will be joining us. But, you know, maybe we'll try to keep them Twins related. If you want to give us a call right now during the break, number is 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. We'll mix your phone calls in with some of these text messages. We'll do it right after this. You're listening to the Sports Huddle with Sid, Dave, and Mike. All right, we are back, and the phone number again is 651-989-9226. And, Mike, let's take some of the text messages, and we'll go back and forth. What specific injury did Sano have? You know, it was to the shin area. He had a rod inserted, and they think he'll be ready for spring training.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because you forget that he was gone for September.
That's right.
When they really made a run and a push there. But my big concern with him would be, and we just talked about it, obviously, with Derek and Paul, would be, you know, the big body. Will it break down? Because he's got everything you need. You know, whatever gifts you need to be a great baseball player and hit home runs, he's got. And I watched him all summer long. I saw him do something I've never seen another player do, and I don't know how many can do this. Off a tee, working his tee work from home plate, hit a home run. Think of how strong you have to be.
Yeah, I mean, he's amazing. And when you enter a discussion with those guys and talk about DH, they don't want him. I mean, no. 3-5 years from now, sure, they'll look at him as DH. They want him to be healthy enough to play third base because he is so athletic.
Yep, right, and engaged in the game.
That's right. Yeah, good point. All right, there's just so many here, and we'll take some calls in a second, too. Who's going to be the closer in 2018? I don't think he's the closer's on the roster
yet.
I don't either.
I think, you can look at Kinsler again, but there's usually enough guys out there that I don't think that will be a terribly difficult spot for them to find. I think starting pitching is where they're going to focus, but I think they'll be able to find a pretty good closer without in the market.
Yeah, I agree with you. And Belial is didn't sign Belial, so it's going to be somebody else. How about what's Park status with the Twins? I just get the feeling that he'll be invited to spring training, but I don't think that he's...
Well, you forget he made some noise last year in spring training, and then we never really heard much from him during the year
because
he was
injured,
but never got called up, any of that. He just played out the season.
Yeah, I think we've probably seen the last of him. Let's go. Is Castro's defense strong enough to keep him as a starting catcher? Yeah, depending on what they do elsewhere, I think right now they have no acquiring another catcher is not high on their priority.
No, that's down the road. If there's some veterans sitting out there that can hit, but I think they like both their catchers right now, and I think they're just fine.
Let's see. How about ticket prices? Are they going to stay the same? I know our ticket price stayed the same. We've got great seats. Some people around, if you're in the front row, we're in the fourth row. Some people in the front row saw an increase in theirs. But generally, Twins were very modest with their ticket price increase. I think they want to establish another year of solid baseball. I'm ignoring all the text messages that are saying how great to have you Twins back on WCCO.
Yeah.
I mean, there are probably almost a dozen of those. I'm just trying to go for ones that are more topical. Let's take a couple of the phone calls here. Let's go first to Rick, who's in New Germany. Go ahead, Rick. What's on your mind?
You know, I just want to say I called in when Roger Erickson passed, and I'm going to say the same thing. You know, we milk cows on the farm, and our radio in the barn was rusted, the WCCO, listening to the Twins. I'm so happy they're back. That's all. Thank you.
We appreciate that. We heard variations of that from so many people, but have people happier back. Mike, here's another one. Do you think Dozier will be the leadoff guy again because he's not an ideal leadoff person?
Oh, boy. You know, he's got some fun decisions to make because you could toy with Buxton if you think he's disciplined enough with that speed, but he's got a little pop in his bat. Obviously, Dozier hits for more power. He could bat second, third, fourth, fifth, probably. But if Sano's there and Maurer's there and Buxton's there and Buxton's hitting well, I think they'd keep him at the leadoff spot.
I think he's going to be the leadoff guy until Buxton maybe eventually becomes a leadoff guy. But right now, Dozier is so effective. And how nice is it to start a game with a 1-0 lead, and how often does he make that happen?
The other thing is you don't want to put, as Buxton, you know, he's still not the finished product, and that leadoff spot requires a lot of thinking into counts and whatnot, and you want him to still have some freedom just to swing away right now and just see ball, hit ball.
Here's somebody who said, I drive a lot, so when I heard the Twins are coming back home to WCCO, I drove over and cheered. I pulled over and cheered. I think a lot of people feeling happy about it. I will tell you, as happy as our listeners seem to be, the people who work here are equally, perhaps even more happy. Here's somebody, who's Entercom? I've never heard of them. Well, Entercom has been around for a long time. They actually had a presence in this market some time ago, and Entercom saw a great future in radio, and the CBS Radio Network became available in mass. It was to be a group purchase, and Entercom stepped up. And with that purchase overnight, this weekend, they doubled in size, became the number two radio conglomerate, but organization in the country. So, and they have a great balance sheet. We're really excited here because they talked about reinvesting in their properties. And I see we've only got about 20 seconds to go. We will continue this. We'll try to get
lots of good stuff still. Yeah, Sid will be in, and
your text messages keep coming in. So keep
Tyus
them coming.
Jones, Jamal Crawford will be on with us. All kinds of Timberwolves talk.
Yeah, and Hugh McCutchen will join us when we come back to talk volleyball. Why? Because Sid and I will be courtside Friday night at Rutgers as Sid makes his volleyball debut. You're listening to the Sports Huddle. Sid, Dave, and Mike.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.